We exercise our right of reply to Azerbaijan. Almost a year ago, entire indigenous Armenian population of Nagorno-Karabakh was forcibly displaced from its ancestral homes. While Armenia continues to address the urgent needs of the refugees, Azerbaijan attempts to perpetuate the ethnic cleansing by destroying the property of forcibly displaced Armenians, their religious and cultural heritage, as well as by mass resettlement of territories inhabited by Armenians. The satellite imagery shows the scale of destruction. Entire city blocks, villages, as well as churches and other places of worship and cemeteries are being erased. Video footage of looting of private residential homes and apartments are circulated on social media, causing additional anguish to the displaced Armenians. The UN Third Committee expressed deep concern with regard to the destruction of houses, schools, and other civilian facilities, the destruction of and damage to Armenian cultural heritage, including to churches and other places of worship, monuments, landmarks, cemeteries, and artifacts, and the lack of information on investigations carried out into such allegations. This was done in clear violation of legally binding orders of the International Court of Justice, indicating that Azerbaijan shall take all necessary measures to prevent and punish acts of vandalism and desecration affecting Armenian cultural heritage, including but not limited to churches and other places of worship, monuments, landmarks, cemeteries, and artifacts. This obligation of Azerbaijan was subsequently twice reaffirmed by the court. Complete impunity emboldened Azerbaijan. It has invented a false historical narrative to cover its wrongdoings and to substantiate its claims by means of misappropriation of the religious and cultural heritage. With regard to this fabricated narrative, the UN Special Rapporteur on Cultural Rights has specified that, and I quote, "Over the years, it has been challenged by international research as implying a falsification of history, a revisionism theory applied to the region. The vast majority of experts in the region's art, architecture, and archaeology have all rejected the revisionist claims as false," end of quote. Azerbaijan tries to cover its gross violations of human rights and IHL by inventing a narrative according to which Armenia purportedly plants landmines against the civilian population. Azerbaijan went to the ICJ with this claim, and twice the ICJ unanimously rejected these allegations. Azerbaijan itself is not a member to the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention. This fact alone speaks volumes about Azerbaijan's true attitude to the humanitarian demining. I thank you.
I give the floor to Turkey.